When Carl Zimmer's wife became pregnant, a routine visit to a genetic counselor changed everything. Faced with questions about his family's medical history, Zimmer realized how little he understood about what exactly we inherit from our ancestors. This moment of uncertainty launched him on a fascinating journey to unravel the true meaning of heredity. What we discover alongside him is that inheritance extends far beyond the DNA in ourselves. It encompasses microbiomes, epigenetic markers, cultural knowledge, and even altered environments that shape who we become. The story of heredity isn't just about genes, it's about the complex tapestry of biological and cultural factors that make us who we are. From the inbred jaws of Habsburg monarchs to the cutting-edge possibilities of CRISPR technology, the question, what do we inherit, reveals itself to be far more intricate and fascinating than most of us ever imagined. Before genetics, humans developed basic hereditary concepts. Medieval European nobility focused on bloodlines, believing traits passed through blood and zealously protecting their lineages from lower-class taint. They believed noble children naturally inherited their parents' preferences and abilities. The Habsburg dynasty exemplifies these beliefs' consequences. Their insistence on royal intermarriage led to severe hereditary problems, notably the Habsburg jaw. Their final monarch, Charles II, suffered so severely he couldn't properly chew, and his inability to produce an heir ended the Spanish Habsburg line. While European scientists studied heredity theoretically, Americans took a practical approach. Jesse Hyatt's persistent apple seed link became the delicious apple, while Luther Burbank's discovery of a rare potato seed ball led to the russet Burbank potato, now McDonald's exclusive French fry variety. The scientific understanding of heredity emerged through practical breeding. Robert Bakewell pioneered selective livestock breeding in 18th century England, but the fundamental breakthrough came from Gregor Mendel's careful pea experiments in the 1850s, which revealed the patterns of inheritance. In 1897, 8-year-old Emma Wolverton entered the Vineland Training School in New Jersey. Despite showing no physical abnormalities, psychologist Henry Goddard labeled her a moron, a term he invented. His subsequent book, The Kallikak Family, 1912, portrayed feeble-mindedness as an inherited trait, becoming a bestseller that shaped American policy. Goddard's intelligence tests spread through schools in Ellis Island, where he claimed alarming rates of feeble-mindedness among immigrants. 79% of Italians, 83% of Jews, and 87% of Russians. During World War I, his army intelligence tests classified 47% of white soldiers and 89% of black soldiers as morons. The Kallikak study influenced the 1927 Supreme Court decision approving forced sterilization, leading to widespread implementation nationwide. The book reached Germany in 1914, catching Hitler's attention in prison, and was later used by the Nazis to justify their sterilization and euthanasia programs. Years later, genealogists exposed the truth. Elizabeth Kite had confused two second cousins named John Wolverton as father and illegitimate son. The stigmatized feeble-minded branch was simply a group of ordinary people who had endured poverty and hardship. Pearl Buck's daughter Carolyn, born in 1920 in China, failed to develop normally. Though Buck won the Nobel Prize in 1938, she kept Carol's condition private until 1950. Unknown to Pearl, doctors had diagnosed Carol with phenylketonuria, PKU, years earlier. Norwegian physician Ivar Asbjørn Fling identified PKU in 1934, discovering that certain intellectually disabled children excreted phenylpyruvic acid that turned urine green with ferric chloride. He identified it as a recessive condition, requiring two defective copies from carrier parents. In 1949, Dr. Horst Bickel and Lewis Wolff developed a phenylalanine-free diet that dramatically improved patients' mobility and development. Later advances included better formulas and Robert Guthrie's newborn blood test. The human genome proved far more complex than early geneticists imagined. While some traits follow Mendel's patterns, many don't. Microbes, with their single chromosomes and ability to inherit genes horizontally through mechanisms like plasmids, operate outside Mendelian inheritance. Our understanding of human genetic relationships has evolved dramatically. Traditional genealogy traces ancestry through surnames and written records, but DNA testing reveals a more complex reality. Comparing DNA with distant cousins exposes the counterintuitive nature of genetic inheritance. About 25% of fourth cousins share no identical DNA segments at all. With each generation back, our ancestors double, but the DNA we inherit from them shrinks dramatically. Mathematical models confirm that everyone alive in Europe 1,000 years ago who has any living descendants is an ancestor of every European alive today. This universal ancestry extends globally to about 5,000 years ago, making every person alive then with living descendants an ancestor of everyone on Earth today. The concept of race, long thought to have biological foundations, has been thoroughly undermined by genetic science. When researchers compare genomes from people representing three continents and what some might call three races, they found 83% of genetic variants appeared in at least two of the three genomes, demonstrating how much more we share than what separates us. Contrary to traditional beliefs about heredity, we are genetic mosaics, collections of cells with varying genetic profiles. From a single fertilized egg, our 37 trillion cells each require perfect replication of 3 billion DNA base pairs. Despite remarkable accuracy, copying errors create cells with new mutations. Our bodies also contain cells from other individuals. In 1953, Mrs. McKay's blood test in Sheffield revealed both type A and O cells, inherited from her deceased twin brother through stem cell transfer in the womb. Diana Bianchi later discovered that fetal cells can persist in women's bodies for decades after pregnancy, integrating into major organs including the brain, heart, and liver. The most striking example of cellular chimerism appears in transmissible cancers. In 2006, researchers found that Tasmanian devils' facial tumors were actually cancer cells spreading between animals through biting. Even more remarkably, a canine transmissible cancer has persisted for 11,000 years, outliving its original host by millennia. We inherit more than genes. We carry microbial communities that have co-evolved with us for millions of years. Twin studies show genes influence which microbes we harbor, some with heritability rates similar to anxiety. We also inherit culture. Children in learning experiments reproduce every demonstrated action, even unnecessary ones, showing our deep adaptation for cultural transmission. CRISPR technology has revolutionized our ability to alter heredity. Its potential benefits are significant. Malaria-resistant mosquitoes could save countless lives, and engineered mice could resist Lyme disease. However, the National Academy of Sciences cautions that gene drives could irreversibly impact organisms and ecosystems, affecting both genetic and ecological inheritance. To tackle global challenges like climate change and inequality, we need a social CRISPR, a way to modify intergenerational practices and values. Environmental scientist Earl Ellis notes that some cultures have successfully maintained sustainable practices across generations. When deploying technologies like CRISPR, we must ensure they serve genuine needs, recognizing that heredity encompasses not just genes, but the entire world we pass forward.